Dear sisters in Christ. Whore meaning, a phrase that might make us uncomfortable but demands our attention, must be examined in the light of our faith. How does this term relate to the choices we make in how we present ourselves? You might flinch at that word, but let's not shy away from it. The Bible doesn't. To ignore it would be to ignore a very real problem in our hearts and lives. Sisters, whore meaning is about unfaithfulness, not just to another person, but to God Himself. Take a look at the story of Gomer in the Bible. Bless her heart, she was the walking, talking definition of a whore. If there was a prize for unfaithfulness, Gomer would have taken home the gold medal. Let me define whore as the Bible describes it. It's about chasing after empty, worldly desires while neglecting the holy calling God has given us. Some of you show up to church looking like you're auditioning for a role as a whore wife. Yes, I said it. Tight gym clothes, low-cut tops, skirts that scream, "Look at me!" And then you dare to say, "It's their fault if they look." Sisters, no, that excuse doesn't fly. You know exactly what you're doing. Whore meaning is about a divided heart, one that seeks attention instead of holiness. Now, I'm not saying this out of judgment. I'm saying it because I care. If you want to see whore definition in action, take a look at Gomer from the book of Hosea. She wasn't just a woman who stumbled into trouble. No, Gomer was the very picture of unfaithfulness. And if you're asking, what does whore mean? Spiritually speaking, it's someone who turns their back on faithfulness and pursues worldly desires. Gomer was the whore wife of Hosea, and her story stands as a blunt reminder of our tendency to wander from God. Here's how it started. God called Hosea, a prophet, and gave him a command that would shake any man to his core. Go, take to yourself a wife of harlotry and have children of harlotry, for the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord. Hosea 1:2. Now imagine Hosea hearing that. Lord, could you repeat that? A whore wife? You want me to marry someone who will cheat on me? Yes, that's exactly what God wanted. Hosea's marriage to Gomer wasn't about Hosea's comfort. It was about demonstrating God's faithfulness to a spiritually unfaithful people. Gomer was not subtle about her wandering. She abandoned her husband, betrayed her family, and chased after other men. If there were ever a walking, talking whore definition in Scripture, it was Gomer. But Gomer isn't just a story about her sin. Oh no, Gomer is a mirror. Gomer is us. When we ask, what does whore mean in my spiritual life? We see that it describes a divided heart, a heart that says it loves God but still flirts with the world. Sisters, when you dress provocatively, act flirtatiously, or seek attention that belongs to God alone, or to your husband if you are married. And if you're not married, why not? Now, I could go on about those who have been in a relationship for years, mid-30s, still not ready for marriage because the guy isn't the one. It's frustrating to see this, but I'll save that for another time. Trust me, I've got plenty to say on the topic, but I'll save it for the next post. If you don't recognize the danger in behaving recklessly, seeking validation through your actions, then you are walking the same path as Gomer. And do you know how her story ended? She was sold as a slave, exposed for all to see, and auctioned off to the highest bidder. So, if you choose to follow in her footsteps, remember where that path leads, straight to Gomer. You are defining yourself not as a woman of God, but as someone whose priorities are out of line. Let me make it plain. You can't be both a woman of faith and a whore, wife of the world. You can't honor God on Sunday and chase Instagram likes the rest of the week. You can't claim holiness while wearing clothes designed to make others stumble. I know this is hard to hear, but sometimes the truth has to sting before it can heal. The Bible is clear about whore meaning. It represents spiritual unfaithfulness, chasing after things that will never satisfy. Now, don't think for a moment that God doesn't see what's happening. Gomer's sin was public, and so often our sins are too. But here's the good news. Just as Hosea pursued Gomer, God pursues us. In Hosea 3:1, after all her wandering, God tells Hosea, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods." Did you catch that? Go again. Not give up. Not move on, but go again. That's the gospel. God doesn't leave us in our rebellion. He doesn't write us off when we act like Gomer. Instead, he pursues us with relentless love, calling us to repentance and restoration. But don't mistake grace for permission to keep sinning. Grace doesn't mean we get to keep walking the line of rebellion. If you want to define whore spiritually, it's someone who rejects God's love in favor of the world's empty promises. Gomer's story forces us to look in the mirror. Are we living in ways that honor God, or are we running headlong into sin while convincing ourselves that God knows my heart? Yes, he knows your heart, but he also knows your actions. And like Gomer, we often justify our wandering while ignoring the consequences. But here's the beauty of Gomer's story. God doesn't leave us there. Just as Hosea pursued Gomer, God pursues us. Even when we've strayed so far that we can't see a way back, he calls us to repentance and restoration. Hosea bought Gomer back from the slave market, not because she deserved it, but because his love reflected God's love, a love that doesn't give up on sinners like you and me. Even though Gomer had turned away, betrayed Hosea, and found herself enslaved, Hosea's love for her remained steadfast. He didn't leave her in her shame. He paid the price for her freedom. In the same way, God's love doesn't give up on us. Despite our failures, our turning away, and our sin, God continues to pursue us. When Gomer was bought back from the slave market, Hosea paid a price, 15 shekels of silver and barley, showing just how great the cost of redemption was. Similarly, God paid a far greater price for our redemption, the blood of his own Son, Jesus Christ. Hosea's act of redemption wasn't just about restoring Gomer, it was a symbol of God's greater plan to restore us to himself. When we were enslaved to sin, lost in our own rebellion, Christ came and paid the price to bring us back. Just as Gomer didn't deserve Hosea's love, we don't deserve God's grace, yet he freely offers it. Hosea's love for Gomer, even in her unfaithfulness, points to the profound truth that God's love for us is unconditional, relentless, and sacrificial. Hosea called Gomer to stay with him, to stop her sinful ways, and to be faithful to him from that moment on. Likewise, God calls us to turn from our sin and live faithfully in relationship with him. Not because we can ever earn it, but because his love has already paid the price. Hosea's redemption of Gomer is a powerful reminder of God's unyielding commitment to us. It's a love that pursues, redeems, and transforms, even when we are undeserving.